From the First Presidency, A Heart Filled with Love by President Henry B. Eyring, First Counselor in the First Presidency. Many of you participated in a day of service. There were thousands of them organized across the world. In a day of service, more than 120 members of one ward volunteered to help. In 3 hours, they transformed the grounds of a church in our community. It was hard and happy work. The ministers of the church expressed gratitude. All who worked together that day felt unity and greater love. Some even said that they felt joy as they pulled weeds and trimmed shrubbery. Words from the Book of Mormon helped them know why they felt that joy. It was King Benjamin who said to his people, "Learn that when you're in the service of your fellow beings, ye are in the service of your God." Mosiah chapter 2, verse 17. And it was Mormon who taught in his words in the Book of Mormon, "Charity is the pure love of Christ, and it endureth forever. And whoso is found possessed of it at the last day, it shall be well with him." Moroni chapter 7, verse 47. The Lord is keeping his promise to you as you keep yours. As you serve others for him, he lets you feel his love, and in time, feelings of charity become part of your very nature. And you will receive the assurance of Mormon in your heart as you persist in serving others in life that all will be well with you. From a witness, and signed November 2011, pages 68 through 71. Watch for ways to serve. Think about how you could serve. For example, a young man falling off a bike, a girl who is sick, helping someone on with her shoes, and one boy helping another boy do a model car. List some examples of other things that you could do. Write a love note. President Eyring promises that we will feel the Savior's love when we serve others. We also feel his love when someone serves us. With a parent's help, write a love note to thank someone who has done something for you. You could deliver your note by mail, by email, or in person. End of the article, A Heart Filled with Love, by President Henry B. Eyring.